This is an address by Bicknell Young entitled Handling Aggressive Mental Suggestion. When Mr. Kimball came to the platform on the first day, at the time when I studied with him, he said something like this: if I seem to manifest any physical discord, and he seemed to, it is because many persons believe I am in error. He said that many persons had wanted to be in class and had not been permitted, and they believed him to be in great error. Would that mean that what those persons were believing had produced the physical discord? No. But it did seem that the belief entertained by a great many people seemingly was disturbing his thinking. Until his disturbed thinking about what they were thinking was objectified as physical discord. What needed to be treated? Their belief, or anybody's belief, that he was in error? But he was not in error, and he did not believe that he was. You would have denied that belief and seen that it was untrue. Would that have been sufficient? No, but the beliefs that were being entertained by a great many people that he was in error claimed that they could disturb or harass him or make him believe in what they were thinking, in order that what he believed about what they believed might be objectified as discord in his physical body. Now, what needed to be treated? Not simply that he was in error, but also the claim that the belief that he was in error could disturb or harass him, or make him believe in what they were thinking, or fear what they were doing, or in any way hinder him or affect his thinking. This was the claim, that what they were thinking could have some effect upon him, and thereby his own thinking be externalized on his physical body in some discordant phenomena. The claim, that is to say, what he thought about what they thought, was the only claim to be healed. Now, this is what we call malpractice. The malpractice could only affect him as his own thinking, but in no other way. Then what was he to do? His work was to maintain his own thinking, the Christ consciousness, undisturbed and uninfluenced by the thoughts of others that were arguing about him about what others were doing or thinking. See Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, page 306, line 25. St. Paul said, "None of these things move me." So, even if the whole world believed him in error, this malpractice, these aggressive mental suggestions about him, could not make him think erroneously, and so produce so-called physical ills, and so make him seem to believe in error. These aggressive mental suggestions could not do a thing to his Christ consciousness. Knowing this, the physical discords vanish quickly. This is the work of every Christian scientist to do for himself and for his patients, and to help his patients to do for themselves. There is no other way under heaven whereby we can be protected from malpractice except by the Christian Science method, by maintaining the Christ consciousness that cannot be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestions. See the following references: Miscellaneous Writings, page 315, line 32, Science and Health, page 346, line 13, and the Manual, pages 84, line 1, and 42, line 4. Now, suppose a great many persons, all the world, believed in heart trouble, what would be needed to be treated. It would not be sufficient simply to treat or deny that one had heart trouble, but that the claim that what others believed about him could disturb and harass and mesmerize him into believing he had heart trouble, until what he thought about it objectified itself as seeming heart trouble. It cannot be done, is the treatment. There never could be a false claim objectified if we did not fear it. See Miscellaneous Writings, page 109, line 28. Has all the world's materia medica belief in heart trouble tried to mesmerize you into believing you have heart trouble or some other trouble? Then, not the belief that you have heart trouble, but the claim that you could be mesmerized by the whole world's materia medica belief in heart trouble must be treated. Let me repeat that. Then, not the belief that you have heart trouble, but the claim that you could be mesmerized by the whole world's materia medica beliefs in heart trouble, this is what must be treated. Then it is evident to you that mesmerism or hypnotism is always the actual claim to be treated, the mesmerism or hypnotism of what others think, claiming to mesmerize you to think what they think. The claim is that you could be mesmerized by some distressing suggestion or fear or worry until you actually feel the distress and so seem to have some kind of physical trouble or some other kind of trouble. Now, materia medica admitted long ago that such suggestions could be externalized as every kind of physical trouble, and that is what it is doing today. That is all there is to physical discord. There is no physical disease, but only so many kinds of mesmerism or mesmeric states. And because disease is not physical, but mental, in its nature and origin, our diagnosis must be mental in our method of treating it. Mrs. Eddy tells us not to give disease a name. You are disobedient to the revelation if you give disease a name. Diagnose metaphysically, but never give a name that materia medica would. See Science and Health, page 453, line 24. It is not enough to declare that the distressing suggestions or fear are false, and to maintain the truth about that, unless your realization, your vision of truth and love, is so complete as to heal with any reasoning sufficient to wipe out and melt away the manifestation. You know the belief is false, even if you seem to believe it, for divine science has revealed its falsity. Therefore, the important thing for you to do is to discern and declare that you, the Christ consciousness, cannot be mesmerized by the suggestions, and so be made to believe and objectify materia medica suggestions or any kind of false suggestions. Declare it, and declare it until you know and feel it, that you cannot be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestions, by false theology, jealousy, criticism, fear, etc. Knowing this fact keeps you from seeming to be influenced by error's ways of thinking. It is when you are not knowing that you cannot be mesmerized that you are most liable to be mesmerized. Mesmerism is not power. There is no mesmeric power, no magnetic power. These aggressive mental suggestions are not power. After all, the Christ consciousness does not give them power. They have no intelligence. They are not mind, and therefore they cannot act as mind or cause or be objectified as effect. They have no substance wherewith to act upon the Christ consciousness. They have no law or principle to support them, to enforce them, and therefore they cannot function as law. The Christ consciousness is law to the aggressive mental suggestion. Aggressive mental suggestions have no ability to function. They cannot function at all. Treat aggressive mental suggestions in the following manner. Aggressive mental suggestions have no channel or avenue, and cannot find or reach me through any avenue within the radius of my thinking by mesmerizing others with aggressive mental suggestions about me. Evil cannot make an avenue of me whereby to reach others through aggressive mental suggestions, mesmerizing me about others, and so tempt them to be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestions. They cannot mesmerize the Christ consciousness. My consciousness cannot obscure it, nor rule, nor ruin, nor dull, nor dim its perceptions. They cannot take possession of my thinking, obsess, persecute, or torment it. They cannot make my consciousness fear death, or love death, or in any way make it believe in death at all, or believe in any one of its so-called forms or phenomenon whereby to make it respond to aggressive mental suggestions, and thereby objectify themselves as human discord. Aggressive mental suggestions cannot parade as Christian scientists, and cannot make me believe that they can. The Christ consciousness does not respond to aggressive mental suggestions. The rule is, it cannot be done. These are not divine possibilities. Declare this treatment until you know it is true, and then you will never be tempted again to believe that you do not know how to handle aggressive mental suggestions. These things cannot do anything. They simply cannot mesmerize the Christ consciousness. This form of treatment controls sin, sickness, and death on the basis of spirituality, as Mrs. Eddy says, Jesus Christ did. See Matthew 12:28-29, and Science and Health, page 356, line 9. It will bring out a greater unfoldment, for an aggressive mental suggestion is all there is to any challenge of this nature. On handling any claim, it is all important to recognize, first, that this aggressive mental suggestion is a false belief. I know there is no such thing, even though I seem to believe it. Second, it cannot mesmerize me to make me believe or think about it. It cannot do a thing to my thinking or to anybody's thinking. It cannot mesmerize the Christ consciousness. Again, it cannot be done. Therefore, it cannot create or determine any discordant phenomenon. Third, the Christ consciousness creates and determines its own universe. It is determining all that is going on or doing anything, and it operates as law to all that seems to be going on. See Miscellaneous Writings, page 367, line 29. These things are as true of you as they are of God. So you are, by reflection, creating and determining your own universe. Your thinking creates your universe and determines it, and your universe is your own image and likeness. Aggressive mental suggestion is not anything. It cannot do anything to the Christ consciousness. It must be recognized as a claim of mesmerism. See the spiritual fact about which a belief is a lie. A woman, a second reader, had a claim to meet for herself during the time she was reading, but she failed to meet it very well. She declared the claim was not real, that it was only a lie and had no truth in it, no reality, etc., but that was not enough to meet the claim. Of course, had her vision been big enough, it would have met anything. But unless her vision was great enough to wipe out the belief and melt it away, just denying it was not enough. This is the too common tendency of Christian scientists. She should have declared that the Christ consciousness could not be mesmerized to accept that claim, therefore it could not mesmerize her. That it could not do a thing to the Christ consciousness, and so be objectified as a physical claim. You cannot be mesmerized by belief. Aggressive mental suggestion is the prince of this world that has nothing in us, in the Christ consciousness, to respond. See Science and Health, page 234, line 31. Another Christian scientist found it necessary to free herself from the claim of being dominated by another woman. And as she knew that the Christ consciousness could not be mesmerized by the aggressive mental suggestion of willpower and her fear of another person, the suffering grew less until she lost all sense of fear that objectified itself as a sense of suffering. A great sense of love came to her for that person, and she was conscious of her freedom from the claim of human will or domination. The love that took the place of her fear was the liberator. The Christ consciousness had demonstrated to her that it could not be mesmerized by the aggressive mental suggestions. Mrs. Eddy once said something like this to someone: as long as you believe in evil at all, you will have to continue with dealing with specific claims. It is our belief in evil that makes us respond to aggressive suggestion, to fear, hate, materia medica, jealousy, covetousness, and suspicion, which makes us determine our own suffering. It is our mentality which determines not only our own heaven and our own universe, but our own hell. It is our belief in the reality of hate, jealousy, materia medica in general, that makes us respond to their aggressive mental suggestions, and so suffer from them, instead of being above them and out of their reach. Mr. Kimball said that scorn never affected him because he had risen above it. Then to criticize these errors in others means that you are believing in them, and therefore you may seem to suffer from them unless you strip these lies of reality. In other words, handle them as aggressive mental suggestions without power or influence, because they have no truth nor substance, nothing out of which to produce phenomena. You should pray as follows: Father, forgive them for believing in hatred. It is said of Jesus that he meekly met the mockery of his unrecognized grandeur. He would rather recognize the person's real grandeur than to find something to criticize. Do you long to have others recognize your real grandeur? Do you think others long or yearn to have their real grandeur recognized? Don't you think it would heal you to behold your real grandeur? There is just one grandeur, and that is the grandeur of the idea of love and truth, the grandeur of divine science, and it is the grandeur of every one of us. The young woman who overcame dominion knew she had to work this problem out in her own thinking, not in another's thinking. It was not what the other person was thinking, but what she thought the other person was thinking. It was all aggressive mental suggestion that someone was thus and thus. Her demonstration that she was the Christ consciousness and could stand as the Christ consciousness and break down every mesmeric suggestion of fear and reign supreme as love solved her problem, and it will solve every problem of fear. The first step in the demonstration is knowing that you, the Christ consciousness, cannot be mesmerized by another's thinking. This keeps you from seeming to be mesmerized. Jesus could see instantly with the Christ consciousness what the other person was thinking, and he could see the nothingness of it. Yes, it is important to see what others are thinking, or what the thinking is that is trying to mesmerize your thinking. Never mind about the other person. What's at stake is the aggressive mental suggestion trying to mesmerize your thinking that you need to discern. Be sure this is always done on a scientific basis. The aggressive mental suggestion that is trying to influence both you and the other person is wholly something within the radius of your own thinking. And often, you do not heal a thing until you have discerned or uncovered the aggressive mental suggestion that is specifically trying to mesmerize you or your patient and be objectified as some discordant claim. Divine love pursues the aggressive mental suggestion that hides itself. It strips off its disguise, and the evil thus uncovered is destroyed. Mrs. Eddy writes on page 252 of Science and Health, acknowledgement of error and of its operation must precede that understanding of truth that destroys error. If you know what the aggressive mental suggestion is, you could destroy it instantly. To illustrate, a disloyal student, formerly a director of the Mother Church, came to visit our church in California. Another student became ill. Even the third treatment apparently had no effect. Then the practitioner saw he must discern what the aggressive mental suggestion was that was claimed to mesmerize the Christ consciousness, and thus bring the serpent out of its hole. I asked Infinite Mind, Infinite Omnipresence, my own presence, my own mind, because that is the only mind there is, to reveal it to me. I certainly did not ask aggressive mental suggestion to reveal it, but I asked mind, the Christ consciousness. I appealed, as Jesus did, to God and God's idea. The same infinite omnipresence, the one mind, my own mind, because there isn't any other mind to appeal to. Almost at once, something like this began to form in my thinking. No mental aggressive suggestion, calling itself a former official of the Mother Church, could cooperate along with another so-called Christian Science practitioner or teacher through any claim of hatred of me or of anybody at all, and so be objectified as a discordant claim within the radius of my thinking as my patient or student. I declared it cannot be done. Aggressive mental suggestion cannot operate in such a way to mesmerize the Christ consciousness and so be objectified as a discordant physical phenomena. For the only official of the Mother Church, the only practitioner or teacher or student or anybody at all, is the Christ consciousness. And so there is nobody to be mesmerized. At this point, the patient said, "I think I will get up and dress." That was the end of the mesmerism. The Christ consciousness maintains its balance over the aggressive mental suggestion and healed instantly. See Miss Ladin's writings, page 213, line 8. You must put a proper value on your Christian Science work if you expect Immortal Mind to do so also. You must decide what you will do. This discernment of aggressive mental suggestion never injures anyone. Mrs. Eddy speaks of this discernment as the penetration of soul, wherewith we search the secret chambers of sense. She never knew a student who fully understood this. It requires the same spiritualization of thought to discern and uncover mesmeric suggestion and its nothingness as it does to discern the divine reality and its allness. Sometimes you have to carry the same discernment even higher to uncover the error, the suggestion, that you do to uncover the divine reality. As Mrs. Eddy writes, love will finally mark the hour of harmony and spiritualization will follow, for love is spirit. See Science and Health, page 96, line 4. Would it help an official or ex-official of a church or anyone at all to be recognized as the Christ consciousness? Would our recognition of them do much if we could discern their face as the face of God? Would it hasten their discernment and the uncovering of error, the mesmeric suggestion that claimed to be mesmerizing them and others, and so shorten these days of mesmerism to which Jesus referred when he said that the days of mesmerism, hypnotism, should be shortened by the elect? See Matthew chapter 24, line 22. Jesus said that unless these days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. This can only be done as Christian scientists maintain their balance as the Christ consciousness over aggressive mental suggestions that would mesmerize them, seeing those who are practicing these suggestions as having really the face of God. Don't let aggressive mental suggestions disturb your thinking until your thinking objectifies itself in some discordant phenomena. The human sense must ask for this uncovering of the aggressive mental suggestion. The aggressive mental suggestion that tries to hide from the Christ consciousness seems to require an asking for its uncovering. So diagnose your own case. Don't resort to materia medica because this only adds more mesmeric suggestion. Healing will be permanent when you uncover the specific mesmeric suggestion that is claiming to mesmerize the Christ consciousness. So, handling mesmeric suggestions or aggressive mental suggestions amounts to this. First, it means discerning its falsity. Second, discerning its powerlessness to mesmerize you from keeping your balance. Third, discerning the counter-divine reality, the spiritual fact which proves the nothingness of the mesmeric suggestion. I repeat, third, discerning the divine counter-reality, the spiritual fact which proves the nothingness of the mesmeric suggestion. It was Jesus' mission to bear witness to the truth. This he did and stirred up error. Our mission is to know the nothingness of the errors stirred up by science in order to prove the allness of truth. Divine science has completely uncovered the world's errors. Now it is the mission of every Christian scientist to discern and demonstrate for himself individually as the Christ consciousness, the powerlessness of any aggressive mental suggestion to mesmerize him, and to demonstrate his ability to maintain his Christ consciousness, to keep his balance uninfluenced by aggressive mental suggestion. This is the demand of divine science. The ability to do this is required by the English Navy today. All those in the service are required to be able to detect mesmerism and to defend themselves from it. Why is it not? Because everything in mortal mind is carried on by means of aggressive mental suggestion. Listening to aggressive mental suggestion, even unconsciously, tends to dupe and stupefy thought, to make one feel indifferent to things in general, negative, sleepy, and weary. In this way, the Navy students are shown how to detect a suggestion that is trying to mesmerize them. They are taught to thwart an effort to mesmerize them by turning their thought away at once from aggressive mental suggestion to something they know to be true, even if it is only a multiplication table. They are trained never to go to sleep until the mesmerism is broken and never to yield to suggestion. But the human method, though it patterns the divine, does not go up to the extent of discerning the nothingness of aggressive mental suggestion through the divine unfoldment of spiritual reality. If this must be done in human affairs, much more must the Christian scientist recognize the necessity of maintaining his Christ consciousness in the face of all sense testimony. He must maintain the Christ consciousness in the face of every mesmeric suggestion, breaking the mesmerism by turning from it and holding fast to what he knows to be true. True about what? True about the spiritual idea that reverses aggressive mental suggestion. Turn away from the suggestion to the spiritual reality. This will heal instantly. Break the mesmerism for both practitioner and patient. Christian scientists are the cause of Christian science, and what they are doing, the cause is doing. Break the mesmerism. Malpractice is always achieved by way of aggressive mental suggestion. These suggestions are false, ungrounded. They cannot mesmerize you or anybody. Discern the fact or spiritual reality. Discern the glory of Christian science. The suggestion that might be assailing you so aggressively might be some undestroyed quality in your thinking, known or unknown, some longing or fear, which truth and love, as they unfold in your thinking, have brought to the surface in order to deliver you from these destroying beliefs or qualities of thought. See Science and Health, page 401, line 18. Just as ideas exist in the infinite mind, and as infinite mind abstractly or subjectively, before they are unfolded consciously, objectively, or as concrete ideas, also in the same way, these mesmeric beliefs that have been latent in your thinking, unknown, become aggressive and more apparent to you as truth and love unfold in your thinking. Truth seems to bring them to the surface and uncovers them to you until their nothingness in divine science, in the light of unfolding truth and love, appears. The more aggressive these suggestions are, the more mesmeric they seem to be. Your highest unfoldment of truth and love reveals the perfect reality about that of which the suggestion is only a suggestion, until the mesmerism melts away in the presence of the unfoldment. If you will not go to sleep until you have broken the mesmerism, you will be worth much more to the cause of Christian science than the man in the Navy is to his country. Now, there is no mesmeric power. Truth and love unfolding in you as your own consciousness is doing all. Listening to aggressive mental suggestion is all there is to malpractice, and all the malpractice there is. The suggestion cannot do anything to you or to anybody. It is what you are doing to it that counts. And listening to it, consenting to it, instead of turning away from it to the spiritual fact that you know to be true, is a claim of lack of loyalty to the cause, the Christ consciousness, and to your own true being. I think Luke 4, lines 1, verses 1 to 15, covers all the aggressive mental suggestions that could ever assail you. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, the spiritual unfoldment of truth and love, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. The wonderful unfoldment of truth and love uncovered in his consciousness and brought to the surface every quality of thought that could claim to be used by aggressive mental suggestion to tempt him, qualities of thought undestroyed over which he had not yet demonstrated his resurrection or ascension. Would these temptations have come to him had they not been qualities of thought undestroyed, through which aggressive mental suggestion would then seek to mesmerize him? Do not murmur or grieve or feel self-pity or discouragement over the need for such uncovering and destroying deeper errors. Rather, rejoice that the work goes on, and that it is because truth and love are unfolding in and as your consciousness that these aggressive mental suggestions are being uncovered, not only in your own consciousness, but in the universal consciousness as well. Stand the test of being mesmerized by any suggestion that claims to be uncovered in universal consciousness, as well as in your own consciousness. Working it out in your own consciousness, you are helping to work it out universally. Your unfoldment is delivering you if you are as faithful to it as Jesus Christ was to the Christ consciousness. It is working out your own day of glory. See 2 Corinthians chapter 4, line 7. The purpose of the wrong suggestion is to keep Christian scientists from being loyal to their unfoldment of truth and love, and so make them destroy the Christian science movement, because Christian scientists are the Christian science movement. Maintain your balance. We need balance to stand. With every aggressive mental suggestion that you master, you will have a greater unfoldment of truth. Aggressive mental suggestion is all the adverse influence there is. Human thought is beginning to recognize this. Now, thought calls it material or electrical or chemical, etc., translated back or resolved into some influence. Therefore, refuse to be mesmerized by the suggestion of destructive material vibration, destructive influence of any sort, supersound or super light influence at atom bombs, radio waves, radium waves, electromagnetic waves. All there is of these waves or vibrations or influence is aggressive mental suggestion. Refuse to be influenced by aggressive suggestions of destructive influence claiming objectification as so-called material poison or mental poison. All there is to a suggestion about some spiritual reality. Melt the error away in the discernment of the one influence, action, substance, the one true emotion, the one presence, the one function and operation of law, the harmonious rhythm of truth and love unfolding. Aggressive mental suggestion claims to function as the discordant mental emotions to produce the symptoms of every so-called disease in any one of these ways. It claims to function as symptoms, nerve centers, and every so-called bodily function. See how aggressive mental suggestion manufactures every symptom in every so-called bodily function, see how aggressive mental malpractice manufactures every symptom in every so-called physical discord. Then treat aggressive mental suggestion instead of symptoms. If you uncover and destroy the mesmeric suggestion that claims to be causing the physical discord, the healing will be instantaneous. I repeat, if you uncover and destroy the mesmeric suggestion that claims to be causing the physical discord, the healing will be instantaneous. Handle suggestion along these different lines to heal all kinds of trouble. For all there is to physical ills is the mesmerism of suggestion, or being mesmerized by suggestion. Mesmerism is doing it all, and you are manufacturing your own bodily ills. So melt away the aggressive mental suggestion that would mesmerize you, and so disturb and harass you, and perhaps torture you, until your disturbed thought is objectified in some physical trouble. And then you have all the trouble you choose. There is a good, normal human belief, whereas an abnormal condition or discordant electrical function or action goes on as the function of aggressive mental suggestion, which is destructive. All there is to physical ills is the ability on your part to be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestion sufficiently until you feel your disturbed thought and so objectify your disturbed thinking as feeling. Then to realize healing, the aggressive mental suggestion that has disturbed your thinking and feeling, that has claimed to mesmerize you, has to be uncovered, discerned, and melted away by your unfoldment of truth and love. Christian Science has been discovered for the very purpose of showing that evil is not real. Your duty is to be the demonstration of divine science, its fulfillment, its accomplishment. The uncovering and upheaval of so-called evil in the United States bears witness to what this unfoldment of divine science in consciousness is doing to bring to the surface and uncover evil to the individual and world consciousness. For what purpose? To deliver the world, to master evil. The following is a treatment for one who becomes ill. There is no aggressive mental suggestion here. There is nothing here but the Christ consciousness, delivering you from what it would seem to have brought to the surface. Only one presence here working out salvation. There is no mental aggressive suggestion doing anything here. The Christ consciousness is all there is going on. The unfolding of truth and love as our consciousness, the infinite presence, the all-harmonious presence. Use the Lord's Prayer with its spiritual interpretation. A patient who had been healed of an illness many years ago seemed to suffer a relapse. The treatment uncovered that the patient had attended with a friend who was persuasive, a meeting of false science called Unity. There she had heard a great deal against Christian Science and had seen much disloyalty to Science and Mrs. Eddy. Those in Unity used the statements of Mrs. Eddy without giving her credit. All these aggressive mental suggestions were reversed and cast out. The demonstration of healing was made by the next day. Her own disturbed thought had manifested the illness. The errors were uncovered and reversed. You will heal most of your patients by handling the claim of aggressive mental suggestion for yourself. The whole purpose of aggressive mental suggestion is to produce disloyalty and apostasy and hypocrisy in the ranks of Christian scientists. Error does its best to hide from your discernment. You see aggressive mental suggestion parading as Unity organization, parading as a law of relapse, reversal, rebound, or obstruction. Handle aggressive mental suggestion of hatred of any organization. handle jealousy and hatred towards the United States. There is one thing greater than happiness, and that is holiness. And holiness includes happiness. It must be clear to you that there is no such thing as resistance to truth. For the unfolding of truth is doing it all, melting it away. A woman who had done such beautiful healing work had never been healed of the trouble for which she had originally come into science. She said, "I know there is some error in me." But mesmerism made her say that. The aggressive mental suggestion arguing in her consciousness as her thinking, and as others thinking about her, that she was in error, mesmerized her to accept it and think, "I am in error." When it was uncovered to her that she had been mesmerized to accept and consent to that suggestion, and it was her thought that was being objectified, she was instantaneously healed. Love is always giving, giving, giving. It is never trying to get, but the suggestions of error are always trying to get. Because they have nothing of themselves, they are always seeking to get. The aggressive mental suggestion can only seem to exist by getting something from the Christ consciousness, which is always giving. The more it gives, the more it is uncovering aggressive mental suggestions. However long the mental suggestion remains, the healing will come when the aggressive mental suggestion learns to give itself up. It must give all for the Christ. It has to give itself up. The upheaval and uncovering of so-called evils in our country bear witness to what the unfolding divine science is doing to bring crime to the surface. Then do we need to stand in awe of crime and graft? The unfolding of truth and love that has brought them to the surface will melt them away. Let us be faithful to our unfoldment of the nothingness of aggressive mental suggestion. The upheavals of the Christian Science movement and our own individual experiences indicate that there is a great necessity to master aggressive mental suggestions as fast as they appear, and as fast as our unfoldment appears, for then we demonstrate the nothingness of aggressive mental suggestion. Be wise, and do not thrust upon minds unprepared for them disputed points, lest we promote collisions of thought or aggressive mental suggestions beyond what we ourselves are able to bear. Often claims are only mental suggestions that Christian Science has brought to the surface through the unfoldment of truth and love. Let science bring to the surface in the normal way what one knows one can take care of. Our work seems more difficult now than in early days, because truth and love have brought to the surface many beliefs that claim to mesmerize. Aggressive mental suggestions make our work more difficult. They cause resistance to our healing. If you do not take possession of aggressive mental suggestions and destroy them, they will certainly seem to take possession of you and destroy you and the Christian Science movement. See Science and Health, page 393, line 8. You are your own saviour. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the unfoldment of truth and love is, there is liberty. Then refuse to think there is such a thing as malpractice and mesmerism, because the unfolding consciousness of truth and love is all that is going on. That which brings to the surface these aggressive mental suggestions is able to master them if you refuse to be mesmerized by them. Then aggressive mental suggestion cannot parade as destructive insects or anything else any more than it can parade as unloving Christian scientists. Don't be influenced by what others think. You have a demonstrable science. Prove it. You might think about something correctly that 100 other persons might be thinking incorrectly. And Mrs. Eddy says, principle and its idea is one, and this one is God. then principle and its idea exist as God and his reflection, as man and the universe. All ideas exist in mind and as mind, abstractly or subjectively, before they unfold, so that they can, as they unfold, appear concretely and objectively as your ideas manifested. When disputed points arise among Christian scientists, see them as aggressive mental suggestions and handle them. Then you recognize the suggestion as self-evidently false. Recognize that it cannot mesmerize anyone's consciousness, and recognize the spiritual fact in its place. Melt away all aggressive mental suggestions through unfoldment. The great point for us to discern is that life is spiritual and not material, that God is all and there is no evil. The consciousness that knows the nothingness of any mesmeric influence is breaking the mesmerism that there is anything material. You have to exist as God's expression. Principle and its idea is one. Break all mesmerism for yourself, hatred of divine metaphysics, hatred of your practicing. Then shall the whole world know that Christian science is of God. Love one another. This is one of the greatest miracles to be wrought here on earth. See Miscellany, page 158, line 9. Can you say to your brother and sister, as Jacob said, I have seen your face as though it were the face of God? Love is spirit, and love spiritualizes consciousness. Our great work is spiritualization of thought. See Science and Health, page 96, line 4. Love is the great spiritualizing power. Take this up daily and see through the ruse of aggressive mental suggestion that your work does not heal. It is God and divine science that heals. You know what that is, and you know how to give a Christian science treatment. So do not be fooled by these inane, aggressive mental suggestions.